Sam McCartan here in Brooklyn with Chris Colabello at the Italian American Baseball Launch Party. Chris, what is the impact of having an event like this on, you know, for you guys and for the fans, for Team Italy?
I think anytime you can build up Italian baseball, it's a good thing. I think we're really proud as Italians about the way the game has kind of come along in Italy, especially a lot of the Italian American guys. You know, for me in particular, it means a lot. My dad played over in Italy for a long time, and obviously to get to experience the Classic in 2013 for the first time. So anytime we can bring some awareness to Italian baseball, it's awesome.
How proud of you is he?
Sometimes, I mean, it depends. If I got hits that day, he's proud. No, I'm just kidding. He's it's really cool. I mean, from when I was a little kid, I always wanted to wear an Italian jersey at the professional level because I knew my dad did it for such a long time. So it's a really cool thing to be able to share with him. I think when everything's said and done, I'll get the real talk from him about how proud he is.
Now, how does the team look for the World Baseball Classic 2017? I know you guys are in a tough bracket. What do you think?
I mean, you know, people want to count us out no matter what. We're going to have some good players again. You know, obviously the guys that are here, Drew Butera, Francisco Cervelli, Ketchum, you know, go around the field. I think Johnny Giampitello is going to play. Hopefully Mike Napoli plays. And, you know, I'm sure I'm leaving a bunch of guys out, but we're certainly going to have some really good players. And I think the thing about Italian baseball and what Marco brings as a manager is the way we go about it. At the last Classic, we really came together in a short period of time. So I don't doubt that'll happen again. And I know it's a tough bracket, but it was a tough bracket last time we did it.
So what is it going to be like to be playing with Jason Grilli, your teammate in Toronto, on the Italian baseball team?
Yeah, you know, Grill was he's a trip. Like, that guy, he's a special guy. Been through a lot in the game and taught me a lot in a short period of time. So anytime you can be around him, it's a cool feeling. He makes teams better.
Yeah. Now, what influence? You grew up in Italy. Is that true?
Yeah. I was kind of back and forth when I was a kid. Early years, like elementary school, like a couple years there, a couple years here, back and forth.
And never played soccer?
I tried. I wasn't very good.
Yeah, no.
My friends would, like, kind of force feed it on me. And then I realized I needed to stick to baseball. I always tried to peer pressure them into playing baseball instead of soccer.
So what influence did that have growing up in Italy on your baseball career?
Well, I think I get to get a pretty good feel of how special the game is over there. I think it's certainly not at the level of soccer and maybe even basketball, but in the 70s and 80s when my dad was playing, it was really big. I think it tailed off a little bit just because, you know, Europe wasn't in the best financial situation over the last 10 or so years, but I'm so proud of the job that Marco and the rest of the people have done with the national team and growing the baseball academy over there. There are a lot of kids that I think love the game, so if we can promote it a little more and maybe get some of the bigger cities over there involved, I think it can get back to where it used to be.
Now, one of your old former managers said Colabello would invite teammates to his parents' house for dinner and would help clean the dugout after games. I mean, that speaks volumes to your character.
Well,
or is it just an Italian-American thing?
No, I mean, I'm big on relationships. Like, I think the guys you end up playing baseball with become like your family. Chemistry to me is like a really big thing, and anything I can do to help that, I think is really cool and really special, because anytime you can get a little closer to somebody or make them feel a little bit better about something that's going on in their lives, I think it's going to bring out the best in them. So the picking up the dugout thing was the thing I got from Rich Gedman. He was my manager for 6 years when I was in indie ball, and we'd get done the games, and this guy was played the big leagues 13 years, and he'd be picking up cups in the dugout. And I'm like, in my first year indie ball, I'm watching him do it. I'm like, well, he played 13 years in the big leagues, I better pick up the cups too. And it's just kind of one of those things that if you make the mess, you should be the one to clean it. And, you know, other guys would be like, well, there's somebody that's going to do that after. And I'd say, well, doesn't hurt to make their job a little bit easier. So I don't know if it speaks to my character. But
what about Dak Prescott? So much was made of him picking up his Gatorade.
Yeah, I mean, a young kid in the league. He's doing really well. It's, you know, I think nothing, there isn't a point where you get to in life where you, like, as an athlete, where it should ever prevent you from being a good person or taking responsibility or accountability for what you do. So.
Right. Now, Mike Piazza, last question here. Mike Piazza was your coach in the World Baseball Classic and the last time around. What advice has he imparted onto you?
Funny Mike Piazza story as a hitting coach. So we're playing one of the exhibition games, playing Oakland at their spring training facility. And Mike and I had a conversation like right before the game. He said, "Hey, man, you're a big guy. All you got to do is tap it." I'm like, "All right, that's good advice." So I'm on deck and I'm getting ready to go hit. He looks at me. I kind of make eye contact with him. He goes, "Hey, just tap it." Sure enough, I went up and I hit a homer and I came in. I was like, good advice. So, no, he's great. Mike's wealth of knowledge in the game. Obviously, his resume speaks for itself. So happy for him that he got inducted to the Hall of Fame. He's you know, probably the best hitting catcher to ever play the game of baseball, and I think that might hold true for a long, long time. So anytime you can be around a guy like that, he's going to impart some knowledge, and you're a fool if you don't listen.
And di dove è la tua famiglia?
La mia famiglia è di Rimini.
Rimini?
Rimini,
ho studiato in Urbino.
Ok, brava, brava. Parli bene italiano.
Così, così. E manchi alcuni aspetti d'Italia?
Mi mancano tutti gli aspetti dell'Italia. La vita rilassata, il mangiare, il mare, e gli amici.
Now, I'm not going to let you go without a little test here.
Okay.
Would you rather Italian karaoke, an Italian lesson, or an Italian speed round?
Speed round.
Okay. Is it sauce or gravy?
Sauce.
Would you rather ski in the Alps or swim in the Mediterranean? Or, in your case, the Adriatic?
Yeah, swim. Swim, okay. Every time.
Favorite Italian tradition?
Family dinners, like gatherings.
Domenica?
Every night.
Okay.
Tutti i giorni.
Gusto di gelato?
Nocciola.
Tipo di pasta?
Farfalle. No, strozzapreti.
Okay. And Rimini, ovviamente, la città. Ferrari, Maserati o Lamborghini?
Tutte e tre.
finalmente, vino rosso o vino bianco?
Non bevo abbastanza, bianco.
Bianco, anch'io bianco. Ok, sono Daniela McCartin con Chris Colabello, Toronto Blue Jays. Grazie e auguri e buona fortuna.
Mille grazie.
Grazie.